A second document, a memoir addressed to Ferdinand and Isabella before June 1497, is now in the collection of the Marquis of San Roman at Madrid, and was printed for the first time by Harris in his Christophe Colomb. A third and fourth are in the public archives in Madrid, being letters addressed to the Spanish monarchs, one without date in 1496 or 1497, or perhaps earlier in 1493, and the other February 6, 1502, and both have been printed and given in facsimile in the Cartas de Indias, a collection published by the Spanish government in 1877. The majority of the existing private papers of Columbus are preserved in Spain in the hands of the present representative of Columbus, the Duke of Veragua, and these have all been printed in the great collection of Navarrete. They consist, as enumerated by Harris in his Columbus and the Bank of St. George, of the following pieces. A single letter, addressed about the year 1500 to Ferdinand and Isabella. Four letters addressed to Father Gaspar Gorizio, one from Sanlúcar, April 4, 1502, a second from the Gran Canaria, May 1502, a third from Jamaica, July 7, 1503, and the last from Seville, January 4, 1505. A memorial addressed to his son Diego, written either in December 1504 or in January 1505, and 11 letters addressed also to Diego, all from Seville, late in 1504 or early in 1505. Without exception, the letters of Columbus of which we have knowledge were written in Spanish. Harris has conjectured that his stay in Spain made him a better master of that language than the poor advantages of his early life had made him of his mother tongue. Columbus was more careful of the documentary proofs of his titles and privileges granted in consequence of his discoveries than of his own writings. He had more solicitude to protect by such records the pecuniary and titular rights of his descendants than to preserve those personal papers which in the eyes of the historian are far more valuable. These attested evidence of his rights were for a while enclosed in an iron chest kept at his tomb in the monastery of Las Cuevas near Seville, and they remained down to 1609 in the custody of the Carthusian friars of that convent. At this date, Nuno de Portugallo, having been declared the heir to the estate and titles of Columbus, the papers were transferred to his keeping, and in the end, by legal decision, they passed to that Duke of Veragua, who was the grandfather of the present Duke, who in due time inherited these public memorials and now preserves them in Madrid.